Coming you to the third hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And, of course, the best way to pull up the stream, go to the Animal World website, marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live link up right. That'll click you through the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen Upper Left and then Listen Online. You'll be set up to stream the show. And, of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World, and check out all the great stories and photos and recalls every once in a while. There is one this week. But, oh, the great photo. If you haven't seen the All Dogs Go to Heaven and the Border Collie in the clouds. It's like the best Border Collie in clouds I've ever seen. It's really cool. Check it out on Facebook. And, gosh, if you have something on your mind, Natasha Venter is here. She is our medium and animal intuitive and psychic person and personal awareness coach. And if you would like her to look at something for you or you'd like a personal awareness or reading, all you got to do is give us a call. And if you got any questions, behavior training or healing questions or stories you want to tell, you can call for either one or both of us. Local numbers, 425-373-5527, 425-373-5527. Toll free is 1-888-298-5569. And emails animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And of course, you can reach Natasha Venter when she's not here on the air. You can check her out on her website, angelicclarifications.com, or give her a call at 360-770-7486. 360-770-7486. Well, okie dokie. Since we seem to have crickets on the phones, we are going to continue chatting in the studio here. And I've got to catch you guys up on Stacy. I don't know, since you have more of a social life than I do, if you've been able to catch any animal TV. But I've been delighted because Dr. Jeff came back last week, and it wasn't a fluke. And they did
Dr. Jeff last night,
a marathon of shows.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I'll tell you.
I get to watch until my husband comes in the room.
Oh, he doesn't like Dr. Jeff?
He has a hard time watching animals. Like, I like Dr. Pole.
Yeah, Dr. Pole.
And, like, Dr. Pole's always sticking his hands someplace it shouldn't really be. So
yeah, right.
He has a hard time watching a lot of the animal the animal shows I like to watch.
But, you know, I'll tell you, I mean, it's a whole different world. They totally, pretty much everyone that works with him and around him for him, all of the vets and the staff and so forth, they literally devoted their lives to a life of service. They are doing something to serve and help all of the time. And the shows last night were particularly interesting. And, you know, excuse me. It really honed into me watching a lot of those shows last night. The point I'm trying to make that, because I really believe that Dr. Jeff is practicing the kind of veterinary medicine that serves the highest good and is as it is intended to be. When I started working in veterinary hospitals, early teenager, as soon as I could get a work certificate at 15, I was working in veterinary hospitals. But the world was more like the world of veterinary medicine is on Dr. Jeff's show, Dr. Pohl's show, than it is in true veterinary medicine today and some of the fancier vet shows.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I'll tell you what I think has happened. I think that the world of veterinary medicine has tried to turn itself into human medicine.
Yes.
And that's where the problem is, because it's a whole lot more expensive.
Yep.
So when you watch Dr. Jeff...
I know, I'm always amazed.
It is a classic example of where veterinary medicine really ought to be,
mm-hmm.
Okay? Because you can cover all the bases. You can do everything the way animals need it done. But you don't need the sophistication and the sterility that you need in human medicine. And veterinary hospitals are not human hospitals. So you don't need a separate, absolutely spotless surgical suite. That's a lot of money. One room just to do surgery. And you don't need to wear the caps and the gowns and the boots and all the protective stuff. I mean, it's not that you're doing something bad. The animals, if you don't do that stuff, it's just that they're in animal suits. So they're far more resistant to all of the stuff. I mean, for crying out loud, you know, we flip our cookies about E. coli and all this stuff that contaminates stuff. Dogs eat poop. They eat cat poop. They eat cow poop. They eat horse poop. They eat anything poop they can get. They eat all kinds of... They bury bones in the ground and come back later and dig them up. They eat all... You know, when their bodies are in balance, I mean, they can tolerate all kinds of things that we can't. They usually need a lot less of stuff than we as humans need and all of that. So you can see... when in Jeff's practice, they have everything they need. They have all the bells and whistles in terms of the fancy equipment. You know, they can just do the blood, run it right there, have the results. They have the automatic x-rays instantly on the stuff. They've got all the fancy equipment and supportive equipment for surgery and all of that stuff. they just don't put all the money into the separate surgical suites and all the other stuff that isn't necessary. So you see, and you, it is a great teaching show because they teach so much about what they're doing and what's involved in a process or a surgery or something. But just to give you an idea, and the other that of what they do and how they do it. I mean, the one amazing thing with Dr. Jeff is that having spent like 17 to 18 years working with some of the best veterinarians ever in this area, and you need to know that I helped set up the first veterinary orthopedic practice in Seattle. So I was in the beginning, when the veterinary ophthalmologist came out, I worked with the first one. The first dermatologist veterinarian in the air, I worked with the first one. I set up the first orthopedic surgeon in the area. I mean, I was there for, and I've been through this whole process with the thing. But Dr. Jeff is, in fact, one of the best vets I have ever seen practicing, just from what I've been able to glean from the show. And I will tell you, he is the best orthopedic surgeon I have ever seen, veterinary orthopedic surgeon. And I worked for the best in this area. Okay. What he does is absolutely phenomenal. Well, people now know about him, and he referred to him, and a couple came in with their cat last night in one of the shows, and the cat had gotten down in the basement and knocked over some big thing on itself and had broken the femur, which is the big bone in the rear leg. And, of course, they'd been into, you know, their vet and the emergency and all of that, and had an x-ray, and they were quoted $4,000 for the surgery. And maybe we can't even save the leg. That was it, $4,000. So obviously they couldn't do that. So they found Dr. Jeff. To Dr. Jeff they go.
Some people drive like over 2 hours, 3 hours to get to him.
Or come from other states.
Yeah.
There are things, because of the, like this, you know, $4,000 worth of what he can do, it can be worth it to go from another several states mm-hmm. away to him for what's going on. And you'd still save a boatload of money anyway. So quoted about $4,000 to this surgery. Well, into Dr. Jeff they went. He did the surgery, and man, it was a real challenging fracture and very close to the joint, but he whipped through that like butter. And it was amazing, the surgery he did. And they didn't say how much the full cost was, but he likely charged more like $400 than $4,000 mm-hmm. for a much better job. And they saved the leg and everything. Now,
He has such a good integrity that any animal he cares, you know, like last night, there was a woman on that, you know, this dog is a service dog for her.
Right.
And, you know, through diabetes, and he had a chip in his elbow, and, you know, there was no question. You know, Dr. Jeff took him and did the surgery and then gave him back. You know, it was like, it was interesting how I love his integrity. He didn't get caught up in the story, but you could tell that story touched him. Mm-hmm. And he wanted mm-hmm. to make sure that dog had four legs to walk on.
And speaking of that, I mean, you get every show, you get to see how they give. Like, they were on one of the shows, it's like, okay, it's Sunday, it's our day off. They're loading up the truck, and he's got himself, his wife, you know, other vets. He's got some of the staff. He not only does he do all of the wonderful work that he does and service for animals and all that all over the place. He coaches kids in high school for running and you know, track stuff, mm-hmm. and those kids volunteer. And so off they went. They drove to South Dakota and you know, and did a vaccine clinic and free vaccines and. They're all over, and then Dr. Byers, the exotic guy, he drove somewhere to deal with a wildlife rescue mm-hmm. and treat a whole bunch of bison. And so every show they're doing something, and they don't give them a discount. You know how Seattle Dogs Homeless Program, you know that Green Lake Greenwood Animal Hospital, and this isn't a slam to Greenwood Animal Hospital. But it's kind of a slam to everybody out there besides Dr. Jeff, because they offer a discount. And so they'll do all the work. They'll let them run up a big bill, and they provide the services for the homeless dogs for a lesser amount. Dr. Jeff and his doctors, and they go all over the place and do all this stuff. They do it for free. For free. What would it hurt the vet hospitals to treat them? You know, it... Anyway, it really drives me nuts to watch that. But you get such a great example of their incredible service to humanity, to animals. And it's what they live for. It's what makes them feel good. And they do it for free. And it's amazing. Now, I've got some more to talk to you about in terms of the teaching and what did we learn on some of the shows last night. Some of the best information and explanations that I'll want to tell you about. But it's the last hour of the show, so I'm going to keep Nathan very happy and be right on time.
And somebody's in the room that wants to talk to Stacy.
Oh, okay. You mean on the woo-woo level.
On the woo-woo level.
All right, so time out on the vet stuff, and we're going to woo-woo land because somebody's poking Natasha and wants to talk to Stacy. So stay right where you are, everybody. We're going to take care of our advertisers. We'll come back and do a little woo-woo before we go back to vet medicine. How does that sound? All right, and you can call us if you want to, 425-373-5527, and we'll get current events in before the top of the hour. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project? Finding happiness. But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's A-N-A-N-D-A washington.org.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Alternative Talk 1150, talk radio for the body, mind, and soul.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're almost midway through the last hour of this week's edition of Animal World, but we're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And let's see, we heard from the wonderful Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. And they've got the great Blue Lotus Temple and Yoga Hall in Bothell and the Ananda Farm up on Camino. Lots of stuff happening at the farm up on Camino these days. And it's now open regularly, so you can stop by the farm stands and the stuff that they've got going. And you can find them at local farmers markets, but you can check everything out at anandafarms.com, anandafarms.com. And then, of course, we heard from our wonderful Dr. Nels Rasmussen. We've been talking about him a lot today. And you can check him out at healingministryforanimals.com. and click on the contact link and fill that little form out if you'd like to have your free phone consultation with him. And, of course, if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, we'd love to have you join our Animal World family of advertisers. We've got great rates. You get a link on the website and interview on the show. And all you got to do is give me a call or send me an email. You can send email to animalworldlive@hotmail.com or just pick up your phone and call me, 360-217-7258. Alrighty, I'm going to get back to some really good veterinary medicine tips for you. But before that, we're going to jump off to woo-woo land because Natasha's getting bugged over on the other side of the desk. And
I bring it with me.
Yeah, it comes with her and somebody wants to talk and won't leave her alone. So, Natasha, yes, what's going on?
So, Stacy has a friend that when I first started here, he came and visited me and he passed right before I came the first time.
Right. Yeah, like that day before. I mean, it was like a week, maybe.
I vaguely remember that, but not very. I don't remember any details.
Yeah, yes. And so he's come back because he knows.
So how long ago was this when you started?
It was March, and it was 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Okay. So over 2 years ago.
Yeah.
This is the first time this person came through to talk to Stacy. And as I recall, it was pretty definitive. Well, there was something that was obvious that it really was who you
were. Right, yeah.
I mean, there was no question.
Correct,
that there was true communication with this person who had just passed. I don't remember, but there was something that was like,
Yeah.
Okay. So now it's that person.
It's him.
All right. Well, go carry on, lady.
So, Stacy, thank you for trusting me. I texted you and see.
Yeah.
But he really wants you to know that you are loved. He says, actually, he says, boy, traveling on the astral plane is nothing like doing it in the human form. He says, but don't rush coming this way.
Oh.
You know, being in the human, it has its perks, too.
Okay.
He also says that this thing that you're going through with mom, you know, he says, don't take it personally. He says that he's going to be there to support her through this transition.
Did this person know your mom, Stacy?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. So this makes sense.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He says that remember that you are loved, that you are not responsible for everything she does. Mm. And that he's saying that please give love to my family.
Mm. Sounds like he's emotional.
That he's got a lot of love.
Because we can hear it in your voice, though.
Yeah,
there's a lot of love.
There's a lot of love. And that there's more, but I'm not going to say it on air. But I'm trying to discern what can be done on air, but. He wants you to know that that no matter where things are going, that you need to remember to stay you, because I have always known that you have been a special gem in the midst of a lot of different things happening. So remember that just you keep being your smiley self, he says, because you always brought life to a smile.
Oh.
And we know that she's special because she showed up here on Animal World. We only have special people.
Thanks, Natasha. Thank you, George.
There's more, but I'm going to honor
And then also what people, maybe some people don't know. I mean, Stacy's mom is older. But Stacy's mom lives in Hawaii.
Yeah.
Stacy's from Hawaii, you know, and that's why she traveled. So can you imagine? You've got a parent. I know what I went through with my parents, but I lived right here with they lived right here. It's got to be ultra challenging and difficult when you're so far away.
I actually, she has a chair in her room, doesn't she?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because he sits in that chair and visits with her.
Oh, how fun. Oh,
that's great, because lately she hasn't been able to get into the chair. She's been kind of
bed-bound. He's been using it instead.
That's good. Well, that's great.
No, he's helping. He's helping.
All right.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, well, that sounds like a great report, and it's nice to know that your friend is there with her.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, because I actually spoke with my mom last night, and it's hard. You know, we did this whole FaceTime thing, and, you know, she'll go, so when are you coming to visit? I'm like, oh, my God. You know, it's just... You know, things are just like airfare nowadays. I don't know if anybody's tried to fly anywhere. It's just extraordinarily expensive. I mean,
well, now I've only been aware of the fact that because, you know, I'm not a big traveler anyway. I'm not a traveler at all now.
Right.
But I, you know, hear the news like everybody else, and it seems like the big problem is all it's nobody can has enough people to do the jobs that need to be done.
Right.
And so the canceling of all the flights, cancel. So that's got to be a real pain. But the price is going up as well.
Right, because some airlines they don't have as many flights now because they don't have any pilots or crew. Mm-hmm. So then the flights they do have are very, I mean, I used to be able to get to Hawaii for like under $500 round trip.
Yeah.
Now it's like $1,200.
Wow.
$1,400.
That's more than doubled, almost tripled
the
cost. Now, I'm wondering, Natasha, is because my sense is always that these industries are really only care about themselves. And when I say this, I'm talking not only about the airlines and raising prices, but also about the gas companies and gas prices. And now I'm delighted to say the good news is the gas at my station went down 20 cents a gallon last week. The prices are going down. But I think both the gas companies and the airlines, I think they're trying to make up for all the money they lost when we were shut down and through the pandemic, when nobody's driving, nobody's flying and all of that. Now they're taking every opportunity to keep the prices up to make up for that. Now, I could be wrong, but that's what I think is going on.
Summer for travel was always a little more expensive. At least I've always known.
Yeah.
I never used to really go back
up
in the summer just because it.
But I do think
everybody's
trying to make as much money as they can to make up for stuff, and it isn't always fair to the consumer.
Ego is involved.
Oh, okay. Ego. Well, how often do we hear that word?
Ego is really involved, but it is that it's that bringing out the. If we didn't know how greedy they were, we wouldn't look at it and go, do we want to feed the greed?
Well, okay, so there's a reason. We need to look at all of this.
You know,
and that
if
is
you
true.
Look at the planets being in retrograde right now, it's that, you know, noticing our triggers so that we can change them. And that's part of the process is how do we feed into the bigger, the bigger picture.
But that's why we must hear, the Biden getting after the oil companies, because the prices with what's going on, my limited, little mind understanding of what's going on in the oil world, the price of oil is down. And with everything that's going down, our prices of gas should be lower than
they are.
But the gas
profits.
Companies are making up they're making
profits.
huge profits, and they're making up for all they lost when we didn't drive for so long. That's not fair to consumers. They don't need the boatloads of money they've got. Mm-hmm. So this is what these retrogrades are about. This is why these things are happening. We, as a consciousness and citizen, we have to come together and deal with. And that's not the only thing. Well, let's not. We don't need to go there. But there's all kinds of stuff we need to be paying attention to.
Yes.
And things need to change.
Exactly. But things, you know, and I really have a feeling that this is a knowing that we're going through we have to go through a breakdown, which means that we have to have the pimple come up and pop, which means, reality.
Means.
Yeah.
Have you ever watched Dr. Jeff puncture an abscess? Boatloads of pus comes out all over the place.
Dr. Pohl's really good at that.
Doctors really like that. Okay. Now, I'm a scientist at heart and, all of that.
And it's stinky.
I love to pop pimples. I mean, it just comes with the territory. When you're a scientist and a vet person, you like to do that kind of stuff. Well, never mind. Probably that's TMI. But I... Anyway, so that's what we got to do. We got to pump the pimple, only it's like, sounds like an uncomfortable process to go through, but
think
one
as
that's
positive
necessary.
And send as much love as we can.
Okay, sounds
think
good.
As positive and, yeah, that's.
So, well, let's hope that those prices come down a bit so that you can get over there.
Yeah, it's better in like September. So keep watching it. And so.
Yeah, I was amazed. I'm getting ready to go to California again. And it was interesting to plug in to the computer. And I should have jumped on the first thing because I went back and it jumped like almost 50 or, it was it went
a big
up.
Rise, change.
$150 went
more.
Up. And then the next time I checked, it was $150. It was almost like when Google checked in, when I checked in with Google.
Each time it went up.
So you almost have to, you know, go to another computer or a different sign in and try to find prices because they like to do that. But I was able to, with Southwest, I have points. So I was able to use my points. So I'm going to California for only like $30.
Oh, wow.
with all my points.
That's great. That's great. Well, we need some points for Stacy.
Yeah.
Enough to get to Hawaii and back. But man, I mean, three times more for your tickets. That's a lot.
It is a lot.
But at least it's comforting to know that George is in the chair.
Yeah,
that's good.
He is.
Yeah.
And I have so through all of this, we kind of reconnected with a cousin that lives there, and she's just been a great, like, help to my mom, and she actually goes every evening, and it's amazing.
I did tell you there was going to be somebody coming in that was going to help out,
and it actually was her father. It's my mom's brother, and it's kind of funny. Yet, like the last time we talked, it was her brother that kind of came to you, my mom's brother, and it's sort of like he sent his daughter to come. It's kind of interesting.
Yeah, because I had a confirmation that I gave Regan some information about a year ago.
Regan Forston that you do your show with at 4 o'clock on Mondays.
Yep.
Okay.
Exactly.
I'm on board.
Thank you. And he says, you know, just for confirmation, Natasha, that Patty, his spouse, wrote down things that I said that were going to happen, and everything that I said was going to happen.
Happened.
All right. And she's very much a manifester too, so she helped, but at the same time, it was like, thank you. That's a good confirmation because a lot of times I give information.
Yeah, but you don't get the feedback. So
I don't get the feedback, or I trust the process. And if I'm not right, I honor that, you know, because people can change their ideas or life happens, you know, and if their information comes up.
All right. Sounds good. Well, Stacy, we'll all think good thoughts for you and your mom and all of that. And grateful to you, George, for sitting in the chair and keeping mom as comfortable as she can.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
There's somebody else here. Do we have commercials that we need to go to?
Not quite yet.
Okay. There's somebody else here, and it's for a caller.
Oh.
And it's a young man who's here, and he left the world too early.
Recently or a while ago?
In the last year.
Okay.
In the last year.
So one of our listeners, young man, passed on sometime within the year, and wants this person to call in so they can talk.
Call in, or I will give a general message.
Okay.
Over the air.
if that's pinging for you, you got to pick up your phone right away. 425-373-5527. You help me remember if somebody doesn't call that you can give the message out.
I'll give a general one. Yeah.
Before we take care of advertisers,
there's some personal things that, you know, I use discernment. Sometimes I can't give the whole message, but I can give the general message.
All right. Well, speaking of general messages, I've got some from you from Dr. Jeff and his practice. Some things I wanted to mention because they were so good in laying these things out last night on the show. And the first thing, you remember I was talking earlier about what I think one of the biggest problems in veterinary medicine is they've tried to make it human medicine? Okay, well, one of the other cases that was highlighted last night was a young golden doodle, black one, that had really bad hip dysplasia. And so went into their vet, and the dog, the dog had tons of energy, golden doodles do, and running would scream whenever it run or walked and was in a great deal of pain. So they went in and got x-rays with their vet and all of that. And the only option they were given was thousands and thousands of dollars for total hip replacement. And that's it. Total hip replacement, mortgage your house. They, of course, were interested in doing that. Checked. They got referred to Dr. Jeff's practice. They didn't see Dr. Jeff. They saw Dr. Don as a young man that is also part of the practice and a very skilled veterinarian and orthopedic surgeon. He re-x-rayed the dog and explained that the dog did have hip dysplasia. It was much worse on one side than the other. And he explained that in their practice, they do not do total hip replacements. They do not do them because they're so freaking expensive. And that puts hardware and all that stuff in the dog's body. You don't know how well it's going to work, and they can break down. So they still do the surgery that was originally created to deal with hip dysplasia, and it's called an FHO. Now, the total hip replacements and stuff did not exist when I worked in veterinary orthopedic medicine, so we couldn't do this. But we did this FHO stuff all the time. And an FHO, I believe, stands for femoral head osteotomy. I think that's what it stands for. But FHO, what they do is, because in hip dysplasia, you have the pelvis, and then there's balls on the top of the femurs, and the balls fit into the pelvis. Well, in hip dysplasia, the ball doesn't fit all the way into the pelvis. And so you get all kinds of problems in that joint, and that's where all the pain comes from. Sometimes the head isn't in there at all, or it's, and one side of this dog was much worse than the other. So Dr. Don said, okay, we'll do an FHO, and what they do is cut off the head of the femur on the bad side and make it real flat so it just flattens up against the pelvis. Well, it's not anchored or anything. They don't have to put in any hardware, but the body fills in around it and makes
a
new and it makes a new capsule. And the recovery time is real fast because dogs don't have the same left brain, I call it, oh God, what if thinking that we humans do.
No, they just
like, think about a female dog or cat that goes in to be spayed. Well, they have a complete ovariohysterectomy. They take out everything, ovaries and uterus. Think of a human female that has that surgery. Well, we come home and think, oh my God, I'm not a woman anymore. They've taken everything out. I feel awful. Oh, it takes forever to recover. It's weeks and weeks before a female woman recovers from hysterectomy. You do it to a dog or a cat, they wake up and, oh, a little slow today, wake up the next day. Well, okay, hurts a little bit, but let's go. Boom. You have to make them stay calm because they don't make up all this horrible stuff in their mind. So they just, all right, hurts a little bit, but let's go. And they just deal with what. And so anyway, for these, recovery from this FHO is very fast. And they usually, they completely recover, have full range of motion. And so this dog, before it even went home, it was probably in the hospital for a day or two after with the surgery. Before the dog even went home, he was putting weight on the leg already. And then at the end of a show, they always recap the cases that they showed. Well, you see this dog acting like a total idiot, the backyard, retrieving, running, jumping, flying, moving. It looks like an energetic, peel-em-off-the-wall brand golden doodle, like it should be. And you watch it, you would never, ever know that surgery had been done. So, you want Aunt Martha's advice. Dogs don't need total hips. They don't need total knees. I think it's been a total waste of time in order to do, maybe an exceptional with, you know, really crippled, or there'll be unusual situations that there, this kind of surgery couldn't be done. So there might be exceptions that these things would work for, but it shouldn't be a it shouldn't be what we normally do. And the FHO should be standard practice. We shouldn't have to mortgage our house to get our dogs walking better, okay? So keep that in mind if your dog has hip dysplasia and all that sort of stuff. Now, again, doing an FHO here in Seattle as opposed to going to Planned Pethood Plus in Denver, Colorado, probably the difference of several thousand dollars, because I'm sure they charge through the nose for an FHO these days, which is shouldn't happen. But anyway, it still is a much more inexpensive surgery, and the recovery time is so much easier. And there's just no reason for the total hips and knees for the vast majority of dogs. So just letting you know on that. Now, the other thing, one quickie before we take care of advertisers. The other thing, I respect Dr. Jeff so much that there may be some of you want to test this, and I'm going to keep it on my radar. You know, when it comes to cats and inappropriate urination, in the vast majority of cases these days, it isn't because they have a urinary tract infection or something out of balance there. It's often stress and behavior things that get them outside of the box. And I'm thinking, I can't remember, who's got whiskers? Is that Diane that's got whiskers that calls in that's been peeing around and stuff? And I don't think we've ever really resolved that issue. Well, Dr. Jeff had a case come in. It's the first time I've seen him do this, and checked the urine. Everything was clean. Everything was fine. He felt it was a stress situation, and they talked about what was going on, and it sounded that that's what it was, that it was an emotional thing for this cat. Well, he said he uses a psychotropic drug. I, as a behavior therapist and trainer, don't use those things and usually can find a way without them. But because I respect Dr. Jeff so much, and he made it sound like he really has had a lot of experience with this, he uses, there's Prozac for dogs and cats, and then there's other forms of psychotropics that we use. The one that he uses for inappropriate urination is called Buspar. I think it's B-U-S-P-A-R, Buspar. And he gives it in a liquid form once a day for 30 days. He wanted to see how the cat was doing. I'm thinking, because it's Dr. Jeff and because he really knows what he's doing, that if you've got inappropriate urination out there, and we've been fooling around with like Diane, whoever it is, it wouldn't hurt to have vet prescribed.
Sometimes you have to break the pattern.
Yeah.
Which means you have to go into the brain and shift.
And that's what this stuff does.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just thinking, because it's Dr. Jeff, I'm putting Buspar on the possibility for inappropriate urination with cats when you don't have any physical problem for that, mm-hmm. that is responsible for the inappropriate urination. All right, before Nathan falls over, let's take care of advertisers. And then we got to come back and do current events. And if we don't, and caller, if any of you out there that had a young man leave the planet within the last year, somebody's got a message for somebody. You can give us a call at 425-373.
Could even be a nephew.
A nephew, okay. 425-373-5527. If it rings a bell. Otherwise, we'll do current events, and then Natasha will tell us the message for whoever it is in case somebody figures it out. All righty. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead. Right here on Alternative Talk. Hey, and there's the elephants. Right here, Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Be sure to support the sponsors of your favorite shows on Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down this week's edition of Animal World, but we're here until noon, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Check out NuPro, N-U-P as in Peter, our own NuProSupplements.com, and Whispering-Dragon.com to check out Jude Pontinen, our premier sound healer. Give her a call at 206-706-2836 if you'd like to work with her in person or remotely. And now let's do a quick job of covering current events. Okey-doke, we got a bunch of stuff. It's starting to get some action on current events these days. Now, we've talked about Natasha and all of her stuff, but and I want to let y'all know, to get all the details and links to all these events and all of that stuff, go to the Animal World website, MarthaNorwalk.com, click on current events left side, and that will bring up all this stuff for you. You can get all the Natasha's shows on Monday and Wednesdays at 4, and that good stuff. Now, the Northwest Stream Center, McCollum Park, South Everett, they've got stuff going on. Remember the third year for yoga at the Hangar in Kenmore, and that will happen Saturday, July 23rd from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. It's $35 as a donation, and kids are free. A lot of giveaways and stuff, so check that out. And then a new one, this is, a new class, Bird Photography, Tools and Techniques, a workshop series with Bill Ray, will be Thursdays starting August 4th, and then 11th and 18th, it'll be 7 to 8:30 in the evenings, $49 for all three classes, and you can pay online at streamkeeper.org or give them a call, 425-316-8592. 8592. Let's see. Positive Alliance has got stuff going on. The Ridwell Collection Drive goes on till July 23rd. Free pet supplies and ID tags Saturday, July 23rd, downtown Seattle. Spay and neuter community cats Thursdays, August 11th and 25th in Yakima. Oh, here we go, Nathan. Bark in the Park, Tuesday, August 23rd, and Wednesday, September 28th. So, Abby's next opportunities.
Sounds good. I'll mark my calendar.
All righty. Fremont Dogtoberfest will be Sunday, September 18th. Salmon Days, Saturday, October 1st, and Sunday, October 2nd, in Issaquah. And save the date for their annual Possibilities annual auction will be October 1st through 9th. And I think that about covers the bases. Now, I'll just let you know, next week is the fourth Sunday of the month, and that means we're going to have an extra show. So I will do my next teaching show with Walter Stoffel, author of Lance, A Spirit Unbroken. We'll pick up right where I left off, and the last time we ran that show was the last Sunday of last month, June 26th. So you can go back to the archives and catch up so you'll be ready when I pick up. We're into all the good stuff and the how to do everything, and I'm going to we'll finish the teaching and the training and tools and all of that, and then we're going to get into a bunch of everything everybody needs to teach their dogs, a bunch of exercises and things that help you work through stuff, and we'll be getting into all of that and then into the specifics of how to deal with all this stuff and putting it all together. So we should have a really good time. So that will be next week. And I think that does it for current events and what's coming up next week. So, Natasha.
Yes.
Crickets on the phone still. So whoever the person is that this person's trying to reach is not listening.
Yep. And that's
so
okay.
So what is it that they would like to bring across here in case we run into somebody that or somebody's listening or that just didn't call or couldn't?
Yeah. Well, this person that he calls is mom.
Oh, he does call mom. Okay.
Yeah. So, but this could be, well, no, he keeps telling me no. I tried to stretch it out to like an aunt that was like a mom, but no. But he just wants the person that he feels like this. I feel like this person is listening and it's just hard to call. That he's wants her to know that you did not do anything wrong. He wants you to know, Mom, that it was something that I was not meant to be here for a very long time. And I love you.
Oh, because this person, this son, whoever he died too early. You said that earlier. He died too soon.
Went too soon. And he's wanting.
But he's saying that was the way it was supposed to be.
It was supposed to be. That's not easy to hear. Losing a child is not easy to.
No.
It's one of those.
The worst thing a parent could ever go through.
It's unspeakable. It's unspeakable. And I can't. And on the radio, it's how do you say that? Yeah. But I'm letting him use the words. So with that, he wants you to know, though, that the love has never stopped. And he says that he wants you to smile again. Because you're not smiling enough. And he says, I understand why you're not. But
do we know how this person died?
It feels like either something to deal with either drugs or I feel like it was some kind of he stopped breathing. It was something that made him stop breathing. So it could have been I'm checking in if it wasn't an epileptic seizure that, you know.
But you're not getting suicide. And
no,
that sort of
it wasn't. It wasn't. Okay. It was more of a cause and effect than it was suicide.
Okay. Okay. But whatever reason, he's saying that it was his time.
Yeah. And it was not
mom's fault.
No, anything.
And mom didn't do anything. It was not mom's fault, period.
No. Oh, I wish you could feel that intensity with that statement because
it's not
huge.
Your fault, Mom.
Yeah.
And he wants you to get back into life
and
smile again.
Smile again.
Yeah.
Smile again. There's something about music.
And remember
something,
Mom,
about music.
Remember Stacy, 2.5 years ago, first show Natasha did. A friend of hers had just passed, came right through, and it was an absolute connection. And Stacy didn't know Natasha from a hole in the ground, and I didn't really either. But it was so right on. And look at 2.5 years later, he's here. He's still helping with mom and so forth. So that isn't peculiar just to Stacy. Okay, only the physical body dies, folks.
Exactly.
The soul is eternal. And you know, my guru Yogananda says we live millions of lifetimes before we ever start to figure out why we're here and work our way out.
Exactly.
And get back to God.
And we do come in with this world with amnesia.
Yeah, hello, the veil is closed down.
Yeah, exactly. So when we do cross over, we do have a different understanding. And I wouldn't call it immediate for all souls, but it is pretty immediate for a lot of souls.
Oh, but we did get a message from Stacy's friend. What'd you say, George?
Yes, his name's George.
Okay. So George said, hey, folks. It ain't so easy over here. So if you're thinking it's easier on the other side, don't be in such a hurry.
Yeah.
And I have heard that too from the masters, that one of the reasons we incarnate down here on planet Earth is that when you're in the third dimension and you got the physical component there, for some reason, it's easier to work through karmic energy.
It is.
Okay?
It's faster.
It's more difficult when you're on
the
other side.
You don't have the emotions attached to it. It's you know, when you're up there, it's love. And it's telepathic and it's movement. But yet down here, we have
to understand.
I heard today on the radio and it sung so true to me that when you learn how to love in the physical and you don't know what true love is, that's how you learn how to love. Loving through the difficult times.
Yeah.
That's when you learn to love, because when you're in the spiritual world, you love. That's the only place to be. But down here, when you learn through the physical, you truly learn love.
Wonderful. And a great place to leave it. And just, Mom, whoever you are, it wasn't your fault. And put a smile.
And sorry, I had to say this over the radio real quick.
Yeah. Smile.
Yeah. Reach out to me if you want to hear more.
Okay.
Because I can hear more.
Sounds great. Natasha, thank you so much.
Thank
and
you.
Everybody, next week, remember, it's the next teaching show with Walter Stoffel. Catch up the June 26th archive if you need to. Otherwise, join us because lots of great information for you and your dog friends. And Nathan, thank you so much. Stacy, thank you so much. And George, thank you so much. And Natasha, thank you very much. And y'all have a wonderful Sunday afternoon and a great week. And as always, you want me to go this early? Animals have feelings too, so treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to, open your heart, and share your love with all living things. And I'll talk to you again next week.